many dog-loving families, taking a vacation raises a tough question. Is there any way to bring the dog? If the destination is the shore, it's often simpler to leave the pet with a family friend because dogs are banned on boardwalks and beaches in most places during the summer. But as Zoe Rosenberg reports for our Friday Get Out of Town series, New Jersey's shore towns are slowly becoming more dog-friendly.
Dog owners who visit the Jersey Shore may know how hard it is to find a place to take their pets. But this is a special summer for visitors to Wildwood. The city off of Exit 4 now offers an ocean-facing dog beach where canine pals are welcome on a leash all year long. Jim from Philly is a frequenter of the Jersey Shore and is trying the Wildwood dog beach out for the first time.
Marley's a golden retriever, which is a water dog. They're bred for the water. My wife's Brazilian, and she loves the beach, too, so it's perfect. We only just parked, and he seems to be, curious and excited.
Other dog owners who were on the beach said their dogs were pretty excited, too, although some have been bringing their dogs to the beach longer than it's been designated. Megan is a Wildwood resident and has been bringing her dog Zoe to the beach for a while now.
Or about as long as I've had her, for like 3 years. She runs in the water, she chases birds, she loves it.
The new dog beach in Wildwood is only one of a handful in the state that allows dogs on ocean-facing beaches during the summer. Usually, dogs are more welcome on bay-facing beaches, like the Longport Dog Beach, which is off a strip right where the bay and ocean meet. Trish Embry from upstate New York was palling around there with Kenna.
Our dog's name is Kenna, and this is her first time at a dog beach, so she's doing really well. Making lots of friends, having a good time, enjoying her freedom.
The Longport Dog Beach is one of a few in the area that allows dogs to be off-leash. While dogs at the Wildwood Dog Beach are supposed to be leashed, that's not always the case. Dogs Roxy and Bradley were visiting the beach with their human, who knows the beach rules, but sometimes can't help but let Roxy run free.
She's actually better off the leash sometimes on the beach because otherwise she's pulling and pulling and pulling, but she's really friendly. They both really are friendly.
Joanna from Reading also knows that the dogs are supposed to remain on leash on the Wildwood Dog Beach. But sometimes, a dog's just gotta run.
We push it sometimes, but not as a rule, so, it's a fun place.
But for a few people, letting dogs off leash where they're not supposed to be is just one of the first strikes for dog beaches. For yearly Atlantic City vacationer and former dog owner Rick, a happy public place where people and dogs coexist comes down to one thing.
I understand the beauty of walking your dog and whatever, and then people abuse it and don't even clean up after their mess. So it's aggravating, it's annoying, but I'm only here for a couple months, so, it's one of those things. I think the city does everything they can to do things. I see cans on the side. People just ignore the rules, and it's just really sad. It just, it's not good.
But maybe when it comes to dog beaches, it's just the luck of the draw. Trish over on the Longport Dog Beach had something entirely different to say.
If I had known it was going to be this clean, I would have brought our chairs and the sand toys and the kids, and we would have stayed here today instead of going to the other beach. The kids and the dog could have played all day long.
When it comes down to it, dog beaches are about owners and dogs being able to have fun. While there sure can be a lot of rules, they're really just trying to make it a more enjoyable place for both dog people and non-dog people. But if you are planning on bringing your dog to the beach this summer, don't forget water and some waste bags. For NewsWorks Tonight, I'm Zoe Rosenberg.